Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Today, the president tweeted, quote, "It is reported that the media is upset because I got into a secure vehicle to say thank you to the many fans and supporters who were standing outside the hospital for many hours and even days to pay their respect to their president. If I didn't do it, media would say rude," close quote. I would tell you how ridiculous that sounds, but it seems obvious. I have gotten more than 1,000 messages on social media, I'd say, from people who were outraged by what the president did, but dozens of others from people who had no problem with it. The president is becoming the victim of fake news, a term that he coined. Why do I say that? Because I'm getting flooded with messages from people who don't even believe the president's sick. They think it's a hoax, though there is no proof of that.